my granda did play on the horses and work on the horses. I rode with my granny and granda. And then when he was out playing with the horses, or working with them in the farm, breaking up ground for sowing seed, and hiring the seeds on if they sowed them by a fiddle, a bow fiddle. I went out then when I got my tea, when I came home from school, I went out and helped them. And then when I left school, he said to me, now he says you left school, he says, you have to go with the horses. Before that, when I was at school, you see, when he's at one of the horses, I had their supper to prepare for them, turnips to boil, and then pound them and put meal on them, and leave them in the stalls for them coming out at night. My granddad did bring a man, or maybe five, and play with him, I'd have brought a man. I left school in 1938, March 38. Mm-hmm. I left the week after my birthday. Mm-hmm. Well, it was the end of the quarter, you see. So, but the teacher wanted me back. She said to me, I told her in the end of March, I said, I'm leaving the day. I said, I'll not be back. Oh, she said, but I'd rather hear different. I worked on the farm with the horses up to 1952. Well, then we hired out tractors for the heavy ploughing and heavy work. Like, it was too much for the horses. Pulling a big heavy disc to break the ground up. But we still had the horses, like, and I was a day and late work with them. Like, hiring on the seeds and opening or closing the drills and still hiring and grubbing and molding potatoes. And then when the potatoes started to come through, I had to hoe them. Well, I had to grub the drills with a one-horse grubber. And then when they're hoed, I had to mold them by one-horse drill plough. Well, then that went on at different times from they were planted to their ready for spraying the 12th of July. And then I thought then they done as well as good to that to digging time. But then we grew flax and I had that to work with.
That was hard, dirty work.
It was hard, dirty work.
Or we called it Lent.
Aye, they called it Lent now times.
Aye.
Well, I helped to pull the flax, or the Lent, as it called it. Well, then I'd had to be carried to the dam and put on the dam. And then it was about 8 days in, I'd had to be threw out onto the edge of the dam and spread over fields to dry. So I had all that to do. Well, my granny and granda, they spread it or gated it. My granda really gated it or spread it.
Gating it was setting it up in the kind of
scoop. Oh, setting it, spreading it around your knee.
Uh-huh.
And then walking away with it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd sit there maybe for a week. But then you had to turn around and shake up the land. Every gate, you had to shake it, you see, separate the stalks. Well, then after it was properly dried, you tied it and put it on the shigs then. Well, then after it's on the shigs, where you've stacked it.
Shigs? And what was shigs?
Well, shigs was built up with six rows of beets. Mm-hmm. There are two set with their heat together. Mm-hmm. Well, then there are two other rows then put against that. Mm-hmm. Well, then there are heart put up it with beets. Mm-hmm. And well, then it was roofed with beets. Mm-hmm. And thatched and roped down. Mm-hmm. Well, that sat there then, well, maybe as it threw it, the shigs onto the mill to be scotched. And maybe if the mill was too full of lint, my granda had to stack it. Well, I built the stacks, he gave it them. And then I thatched and he had me rope them. Well, then the thatch took off then when there were vacants in the mill for it going on, I just threw to the mill to be scotched. And then I thought just took to the market and bought the money and sold.
Well, is that mill still there? Or
no, the mill is all, lint mill is all done away with.
Aye, what lint mill was that?
Well, at the beginning it was Wally Armour's lint mill, out at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Murray gave the mills up then. He got old and done, and then we had to take it, we had to get carried to St. Oakham mill, mm-hmm. Alec Chestnut's mill, because he was scotched there.
Mm-hmm.
So, well then Alec, he took it on to the market in the lorry, we and they both took it on. So, well that was like in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
But then Well, if the weather was good in the month of January, the ploughing had to be set in for an all year's crop. So that's the way things went round and round.
What year were you born in, Bertie?
I was born on the 24th of March, 1924. At a place called Drumafeeby, near Armoy. I made drains and cleaned shoughs and faced hedges and done work like that when it wasn't the weather for ploughing, or even before the ploughing started. So.
And when did you give up the farming?
Well, I gave up the farming in 1963. Of course, my grandfather was dead then.
Yes.
He died in 1960. But then we had a field of drains marked out, and I had to start making them. Just spade and shovel at that time. There were no mechanical diggers then.
Hard work.
I think so. Well, then I had to get the drains made and filled in again, ready for the ploughing. So I always went on one day after the other. So, 1 year after the other, we had corn to cut, and then it was to be hutted. It had to be stripped as it was cut, and then it had to be hutted, and then do on the bulletin stacks.
Now you mind the thresher coming?
Oh, why?
Well, that's a big day.
Oh, you're right. You're right, it's a big day. How many times I worked at the thresher?
Aye.
Well, then, my granny took over the farm. But she said to me, I was married at the time. She said to me, she says, Bertie, that I can afford, she says, to pay you a week's wages. But she said, if you want to do a wee bit of farming among us, she says, you're welcome to it. So then I like it sort of part-time jobs then. But then my granny died in 66, and instead of leaving me the farm, she left it to my mother. And then, well, we were staying on to 1970. So I thought my mother wanted to sell the farm. My dad wanted her to sign the farm early, but she only did. She was that thick and strong. And when she wanted to sell the farm, we left. And then we got a house in Chatham. Well, then the family began to get too big, and the house in Chatham didn't hold us.
Chatham, where's Chatham?
Chatham near Armoy. Well,
then you'd mind the wartime.
Oh, why?
What did you do then, or what were you doing at that time?
Oh, I was still farming.
You were still farming?
During the Second World War.
Oh,
why? I was still farming. And usually I got a bus or maybe walked down to turn the granny and granny me in a market day. And then, some of the groceries and meal and stuff to bring home for the pigs and the cattle, we took a horse and cart. And on a Friday. Well, then after I left school, well, I left school a brief number of years. I was saving up money at that time. My granny had given me, if she had extra money, she gave me a pound or two to lay in the bank. And then she let me keep ducks on the farm. Well, I get the duck egg money. Well, they gave me a wee field to put down early produce on. Well, I get the money of them. So I built up the price for the motor. It wasn't very dear, it was £55 that time.
And that was in 19...
That was 1945, 40... after the war ended.
Just after the war.
So my granddad bought the car. Mickey DeLop come out to us, and he said to my granddad, he says, would you be interested in buying it for this young chap? Well, my granddad says that I would, because he says, I'll tell you why. I'd be handy coming out at the turn and maybe on a nice Sunday going for a better run. So, but my granny says, he'd have money to buy him at the bank to pay it.
Well, what kind of entertainment? Did you go to any dances?
I done no dances nor nothing.
No?
No. The only entertainment I had was where our lane went out to the road, on the main Carrots Road for the house. There's a wee hill above it. And there's a wee narrow point, and there's about maybe 12 yards wide on the Irish part of the wee hill. The granny says to me, Bertie, he says, you're doing nothing to some of them. He says, you can make your slow garden up there at that point. He says, do you for turning the horses on? Well, I started to make a garden. I had flowers and vegetables and everything on. So that'll keep me going in the evenings in the summertime.